Hey there, we're Tali and Ophira Adut, identical twins and astrologers. Welcome to Astro Twins Radio, where we bring the stars down to Earth.
Buckle up, friends, because the week of April 15th to 21st is going to be one of the more intense weeks we have in 2024. I'm Tali here from the Astro Twins with your weekly horoscope forecast. So what's going on in the skies? Well, broadly speaking, we're in the last 5 days of Aries season. So Aries season began when the sun moved into Aries on March 19th. And normally this is a four-week cycle where we're all excitable, enthusiastic, sparking up new things in action, you know, flying high. But this time, Aries season came with a couple of safety checks, if you will. One of them was the total solar eclipse, and we also had the lunar eclipse. So we had eclipse season in the middle of Aries season. There was a total solar eclipse last Monday, April 8th, that was in Aries. So the sun, moon, and wounded healer comet Chiron were all at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries, which is super, super rare. And why we have been calling it the Chiron eclipse. So that brought kind of a moment of reckoning where the focus, instead of turning outward into that yang active Aries energy, shone a light on our wounds and areas within that we needed to do some healing. And simultaneously, Mercury has been retrograde in Aries. Mercury, the messenger, the communicator, the social butterfly, it's been retrograde in Aries since April 1st, and it remains so until April 25th. So that's been also turning us all inward, making us a bit more introspective, less likely to go out there and strike a deal. If you've been finding it hard for yourself to manifest, even though you have all these big ideas, or people are like, wow, yeah, that sounds interesting. And then they take forever to get back to you, or they're just being non-committal. You can chalk it up to that. You yourself may be, kind of hemming and hawing. And that's not the worst idea. It's hard to grasp certainty of any sort with Mercury retrograde in Aries. And it's really putting the brakes and the kibosh on some of that reckless, headstrong energy. Not totally, you know, we're seeing a lot of reckless, headstrong energy and mistakes and insanity and cruelty happening across the world as a result, in many ways, of the hawkish, warmongering leader archetype that is the shadow side of Aries. Aries is the sign that rules war and combat as well. And, you know, just this weekend, Iran launched missiles and drones towards Israel, which is upping the intensity of the already dumpster fire of a war and shitstorm happening in the Middle East. So here we are, looking at that in these final 5 days of Aries. Now, the one hopeful beam of light in the Aries story is Venus, the diplomat and the peacemaker, who's also in the sign of the ram and probably bringing a much-needed dose of possibility that there could be some diplomatic resolutions or at least talks of them. We can only hope. I personally can say I hope. But will the world agree? I don't know, because we have some other intense things going on that I'll get to in a minute. But on a personal level, I want to talk about Venus in Aries, because Venus is not comfortable in Aries. It's actually what's called in detriment. It's opposite its natural sign. Its natural home is Libra, and Aries is Libra's opposite sign. So Venus wants to give and share, and Aries is more self-sovereign. So you may have found yourself over the last couple weeks grappling with, like, how much to merge and how much to keep to yourself. Relationships always get a little rocky to begin with, or friction can enter the communication when Mercury is retrograde, but Venus there, you may feel like you've been keeping to yourself a little, or just are unable to connect and express yourself in love and romance quite the way you want to. Maybe there have been a lot of false starts. This Friday, Venus and Mercury retrograde are making an exact connection in Aries, or meaning at the same degree. That could be a really lovely opportunity to patch things over, or, you know, maybe just go spend some time doing something nostalgic that brings up those warm, fuzzy feelings that, you know, you've forgotten that you could share with that person in your life. It could also be a time where you may impulsively text an ex. So if that is on your do not call list, be careful. Don't follow that urge. No, you're not getting a sign from your guides because you saw your ex's name, you know, written somewhere and it triggered this memory, or you smelled their perfume or whatever. No, no, no. Keep those guardrails in place against toxic exes this week, because, oh, just one text can take you right on back and make all those hours in therapy just be for naught on a week like this. Now, Friday, Taurus season begins. Yay! We all can potentially lay down our swords and maybe lay down for a nice long nap in the pasture. Taurus is the sign of the bull. It's a grounded earth sign, the first of the three earth signs. So it's really dealing with ground level matters. Get it back to basics. Are you sleeping, eating, paying the bills? Are you taking care of your body the way you need to? It's time for a spring cleaning on every level when Taurus season begins. Aries season, we're all just a little too ADD for that. But when Taurus season begins, you know, it's like a nice serotonin after Aries adrenaline that just can calm and soothe us. Yet this year's Taurus season, just like Aries season, comes with a giant asterisk, because don't go settling down in that pasture just yet. On Saturday, one of the biggest events of the year, we wrote about it for every sign in our 2024 horoscope book, so you may already have read about this. Jupiter and Uranus, two of the most free-thinking, free-spirited, revolutionary, expansive planets, are making their once every 14-year meeting. So they are connecting at 21 degrees, 49 minutes of Taurus. This is an awkward, awkward dance. And personally, I like those because they can bring, you know, a range of possibilities for us to tap into. Jupiter and Uranus want to fly free. Taurus wants a plan. Taurus wants to settle down, make a decision, make sure it's comfortable, make sure everyone's, you know, got their basic needs taken care of. Jupiter and Uranus are off to the races. Jupiter's investing overseas. Uranus is bringing in AI and hiring a team of scientists. So if these energies can come together well, this could be one of the most innovative Taurus seasons you've had in forever. Taurus gets a bad rap for being boring and dull and mundane. That's not true at all. It's just that there's a process that Taurus adheres to. This is actually a very artsy, decadent sign. Taurus loves the finer things, good smells, good sights, good sounds, music, art, food. If you've ever hung out with a Taurus, you've probably had to, you know, make a budget for yourself for those brunches and shopping trips after a while. Like, I can't hang, sorry, Taurus, you know. But they're also very wise and frugal when they want to be. So that's kind of the energy we're all under until May the 20th, when Gemini season begins. But this input of Jupiter and Uranus is going to shake things up and make sure that we don't just autopilot back to basic solutions or anything basic altogether. This is the time to really take those core areas of your life, from your budget to your, you know, the way you dress, the way you feed yourself, and bring some innovation and broad-minded ideas to it. Now, I can't gloss over the fact that the last time Jupiter and Uranus were conjunct in Taurus was 1941, which is significant and perhaps eerily so, because that was the year that the Holocaust began and that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and the U.S. entered World War II. So if you've even remotely scrolled a headline over the past weekend, you probably saw that Iran fired drones and missiles at Israel, which is intensifying the already disastrous, chaotic, dumpster fire, humanitarian crisis of a conflict that's happening in the Middle East. And we can't step over the fact that, you know, there's a similar transit going on to 1941. Different players, different roles, different alliances, different sides. But unfortunately, you know, we had predicted already in our book that April was going to be a nail biter of a month where we could see war and violence intensify. So let's all hold that higher vision of peace, because I know if you're listening to this, you're not a warmonger. And, you know, pray that we can get through this without the continual loss of life and this ridiculous demand to take sides in a situation that shouldn't have any sides anymore, because the level of human loss that's going on, and not just there, but all around the planet right now, is heartbreaking, terrifying, and upsetting, to say the least. So this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus could force us to bring it on down to Earth and make some solutions for the sake of our survival. I certainly do hope so. On Sunday, watch out for power plays, because the Sun in Taurus is going to be forming one of its two annual squares, these tense 90-degree angles, to Pluto. Pluto is this underground. Pluto is kind of the villain. It's also the alchemist. It's a transformer. And the Sun shines brightly in the public eye. Pluto operates underground. So when these planets crash into the square, it's kind of like a battle. Like, there's, you know, egos flying, underhanded power plays. And this is going to be interesting timing, considering it's the day after the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And given where the world is at, you know, which leaders are going to align with each other? Which ones are going to rise up and flex? Well, if there's any silver lining here, Pluto is in Aquarius. And Aquarius is the sign of the humanitarian, the collaborator, the out-of-the-box thinker. So who knows? Maybe all this conflict will force an innovation to arise, and one that benefits the people. Let's just see. And I just want to add one little thing. If you've been having a hard time manifesting over the last week, if you feel like things are almost coming together, like you're flicking a lighter and the spark comes, but it doesn't turn into a flame, even though you know the tank is full, it's not just you. This is kind of what happens when Mercury is retrograde, especially when it's retrograde in the same sign as the Sun, and especially when it's that's happening in a sign like Aries that is normally the fire starter. So don't give up. Just ease back a little bit. Take the time, even though you may have to fight some fear and anxiety because you need things to happen now. You need to get that job. You need to make that money. You need to make that move. It's anxiety provoking for sure. But know that after April 25th, when Mercury turns direct, there will probably be that slingshot effect, at least within a couple weeks of that, where all that work that you put in You know, it's like the slingshot, the rubber band pulling back, and then the release point happens. It's just too soon to release. People aren't wanting to release control, release their funds. They feel too uncertain. You yourself may find yourself in that position. So again, if you can hold off on making any major, major decisions that aren't imperative, right now to launch, wait until Mercury turns direct and maybe a week at least after that. So wait till the May 4th Taurus new moon. I mean, it can't get here soon enough. That's going to be, you know, I think going to bring some relief in terms of allowing us to set some new intentions, plant seeds, and do so without all that fraught eclipse energy. We do have next week's Scorpio full moon, but that may, if anything, create more of the power play dynamics and bring them more to a head. So we're going to have to just be really careful, be really mindful, pull in your energy a bit. Don't scatter it out there. Watch your back. Don't just trust people randomly, and we'll make it through. We will, but this is not an easy week, and I wish I could give you a more upbeat forecast. It doesn't mean that great things won't happen. We do have a nice quarter moon on Monday in Cancer, so that's a time, another reminder to take things back to home base. Deal with matters that are within your control. What you eat, your home, your family, your people that you trust, and just stick together. Because as long as you have those relationships locked down, then that is actually the true wealth that we all need right now, especially in the age of Aquarius. United and together, that is the truest form of wealth. Until next week, Talia Dute signing off for the Astro Twins. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Astro Twins for more updates as we go.
As always, thanks for listening. You can discover more of your star power at astrocell.com and be sure to follow us on social at Astro Twins. Join us next time for more cosmic fun.